Imagine you're at a dinner party, and another guest is offered a choice between red or white wine, and preferring red, they pick that. But if the choice is presented as, "I think you'll absolutely love this red," then the response changes to, "No, thank you, I'd prefer white," despite actually wanting to try the red. This sort of behaviour may seem somewhat perverse, but is all to do with a rebellious brain. When we are young, we have an innate trust of authority and will generally go along with the rules. But between the ages of about 7 to 10, our experiences begin to shape our relationship with authority. If a parent says to a child, "We're going to the museum today and not the park because that's what I want," the child might not like it, but in general, it's a pretty straightforward transaction and no one is pretending anything else. Consider what happens, though, when the parent presents the situation as, "We're going to the museum today because you'll have more fun," and then proceeds to sit in the museum cafe having coffee with friends. This exchange is more confusing for the child. The decision appears to have been good for the adult rather than for them, even though the adult is saying otherwise. It's all a question of degree, but if the child repeatedly receives manipulative or conflicting instructions, they can end up with a cynical mistrust of the authority behind them, and will tend to act out against future instructions. A balanced, rebellious brain will have a perfectly reasonable relationship with authority, acknowledging that it doesn't lead to a sense of inferiority, and authority can, if needed, be questioned and refused in a straightforward manner. Not so for the inner rebel. For them, submitting to authority is perceived as humiliation. They cannot help but want to rebel against whatever is suggested by someone in, or perceived to be in, authority. It could be a doctor, a teacher, a boss. It is someone in their subconscious world who appears to be asking something of them that makes them feel like the child and doesn't allow them agency or choice. As a result, they cannot help rebelling, even if by so doing, they choose a less satisfactory option. Sometimes this rebellious streak will take the individual down an exciting, novel route. The marker is very strong, for example, in many entrepreneurs. However, there is a worry that rebellious people may end up on paths that don't particularly suit them, simply because they chose to take the opposite path to that suggested by an authority figure. On other occasions, although they ostensibly follow the directed pathway, they do things in such a way as to subconsciously sabotage the process. Rebellious behaviour doesn't always present itself in an obvious manner. It may be manifested much more subtly than by outright insubordination or disagreement. If a rebel cannot bring themselves to create conflict directly, they can take control by being disagreeable in a passive-aggressive way that is difficult to define and also very hard to deal with. It is also important to remember that the rebellious brain doesn't exist in a vacuum and may only be activated in response to certain provocations. It responds differently to different levels of opposition. Where the behaviour of a child would likely fail to activate it, there's going to be constant tension with someone who is clearly an authority. This is why the true rebel may work most successfully either as their own boss or at the head of a hierarchy, or by learning to accept that a boss's decision can, in fact, be trusted.